Good morning. An unseasonably deep and strong low pressure system in the mid-levels of the atmosphere over the Ohio and Tennessee valleys continues to pull in moisture off of the Atlantic Ocean, mainly in the form of clouds, scattered showers, and thunderstorms, some of which resulting in heavy downpours from time to time. With the onshore flow, we'll continue with mostly cloudy skies and the risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms throughout the morning and into the afternoon hours. Once again, some of the storms could produce heavier downpours from time to time. Temperatures, as a result, will be held in the lower to mid-80s today for afternoon highs. During the afternoon and into the night tonight, ridging from the Atlantic Ocean will push that trough of low pressure farther to the south and west, and as that ridge tends to drift overhead, precipitation will become more widely scattered overnight tonight. Temperatures will still be rather warm, and it will still be very humid with the onshore flow persisting, with low temperatures back to around 70 on average. A smaller chance of showers and thunderstorms on Tuesday due to that ridging from the coast. Still, we run the risk of a couple of showers and thunderstorms during the day, otherwise partly sunny skies with highs reaching into the middle and upper 80s. That trough will push back through the region on Wednesday with more numerous showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower to mid 80s before that system lifts out with partly sunny skies on Thursday. Now, we still run the risk at a few scattered showers and storms on Thursday due to the energy from that system still working its way through, but fewer showers and storms, lower to mid-80s, and it still looks a bit unsettled Friday and into the weekend, but overall the pattern will become less unsettled with high temperatures in the lower to mid-80s into the upcoming weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, another day of heavy rain is expected across the mid-Atlantic and northeast. Portions of the coastal mid-Atlantic are under a moderate risk of flash flooding due to the threat of heavy rain on top of already saturated soil from impressive rains that move through over the weekend. A strong surge of easterly flow along the entire Atlantic coast over the next several days will result in continued rain. Excessive rainfall and flash flooding are likely for these areas as well. Meanwhile, an expansive front has slowed significantly as it nears the Gulf of Mexico and is acting as the focus for showers and thunderstorms. There's a slight risk of severe storms in southern Louisiana and southern Alabama during the day as the front becomes stalled along the coast. And dangerous heat remains in place across the southern plains, lower Mississippi Valley, and much of the southwest and far western United States. Excessive heat watches, warnings, and heat advisories all in place across these regions. By Tuesday, the desert southwest will see temperatures climb well above 110 degrees, with places like Phoenix forecast to reach 117, Las Vegas to reach 114, and parts of Southern California nearing 120 degrees for highs. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with light rain and fog, 55 degrees with a south wind at 38 gusting to 51 miles per hour. And in Eureka, mostly cloudy and 36 degrees. In Albany early this morning, cloudy skies and 72 degrees, the dew point 70, 93% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.12 inches and rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and storms in the lower 80s. Boston, mostly cloudy, breezy, scattered showers and storms near 80. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid-80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 86 degrees, the low 64, the average temperature 75, that's 3 degrees above normal. 0.046 of an inch of rain yesterday, for the month now 1.59 inches, which is still 1.34 inches below normal, and 18.93 inches now for the year, which is still 2.57 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 83 degrees, the average low 62. The record high 96 set in 1955, 1952, and 1933, and the record low 45 in 1981. Sunrise this morning was at 5:38 a.m., sunset this evening 8:25 p.m., 14 hours and 47 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and breezy, scattered showers and thunderstorms today, highs in the lower 80s. Muggy with scattered showers and storms tonight, near 70. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the lower 80s. Muggy with scattered showers and storms tonight, lows in the lower 70s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and storms today and highs in the lower 80s. Muggy with scattered showers and storms tonight, lows near 70. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the lower 80s. Muggy with scattered showers and storms tonight and lows near 70. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy, breezy, with scattered showers and storms today, and highs in the lower 80s. Muggy with scattered showers and storms tonight, with lows in the lower 70s. Region-wide for tomorrow, partly sunny, just a chance of a shower or thunderstorm, mid to upper 80s. A better chance of showers and storms Wednesday, lower to mid 80s. Partly sunny with a chance of a shower or storm Thursday, lower to mid 80s. And another better chance of showers and storms Friday in the mid 80s. Partly sunny next weekend, both days with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.